Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
There's some weird stuff going on in the studio right now, and I just want to point it out.
Okay.
Steve is whispering to Aaron. Did you hear this yet?
Yeah, I heard him whispering. What was he saying?
At this point, that's not abnormal, though.
It's abnormal what he's asking.
You're making us feel left out.
Okay. I hear him go, Aaron. Do you like Corey's scent?
Yeah, that's basically what I...
What does that mean? Oh, where are you getting this?
I also asked her, does Corey have stubble? And if so, do you like the stubble?
Stubble where?
Oh, yeah, like around the facial stubble. Yeah.
Why would you assume anything else?
I don't know.
Yeah, where do you...
I don't know what you're whispering to each other over there.
I mean, I'm just like... Tiak turned me on to manscaping.
Okay.
Like
the actual
manscaped
yes.
thing.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
By the way.
It wasn't like a clinic I gave or anything.
I did service.
It was a little bit.
Well, come on.
Can I cool say this? The manscaped thing is, it's the lawnmower is what yeah. I have or whatever. It's awesome. This is not, I'm not getting paid to say this. It's great. They are full of crap that you can't cut yourself. I bled like a stuck pig because I came in at the wrong angle.
Yeah.
You could have warned a brother about that.
I had to go through it. You do. If I had to suffer through
it. I was like, yeah. I'm like, what?
Which angle's the wrong angle?
So you're
then?
Supposed to come at it. It's supposed to always be flat.
Okay.
And I came at it kind of pointy.
Yeah.
Right in on the barriers.
Yeah. Gotcha. My wife got me my Manscaped product a few years ago at Christmas, and I opened it. Our whole family was there. Her parents.
Oh!
They're like, oh, what's that? What'd you get over there? I'm like, well, it's a trimmer
for my face.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at is a few days after you've manscaped,
that and then,
there's stubble.
Yeah. Okay.
You get
so
the
when
shadow.
You're asking her
gotcha.
If he has stubble
and you like it,
but that's not what you were talking about.
No.
So I feel like
we could have skipped all of that, right?
Yeah. I should be whispering. Okay, so why are you asking about the scent?
Because I came across this thing. I forget it. What is it? It just talks about.
It's just like facts about attraction, right?
There it is. And what caught my eye is it says that your dog makes men three times hotter than a man without a dog. Women melt for men
I think
with
that
dogs.
Goes both ways, too. Anyone with... I'm personally a dog person. So if I see someone with a dog, I think that they're more attractive. Cats, I'm like, mm-mm.
Okay.
But I think anyone with a pet is more attractive.
Oh, any pet.
What about a lizard, though?
Sure.
Or something like that?
Because it's still, yeah, because it's showing that you can take care of another living thing.
No.
Oh,
trust
wow.
me. I have been in, like, there was a really cute girl way back in my rocker days, and I went back to her place, and the second she opened the door to her place, and it was, like, blue light, I was like, oh, boy. Like, she was a terrarium chick.
Oh.
So, like, her whole living room was, like, a habitat for things to, like,
move
around.
They can't show affection back to you. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she tried, though. Because
they all, yeah.
She went back to make herself comfortable. Forgive me if you've heard this, but came back out wearing nothing but a snake.
And you craftily replied.
Bye.
What?
No way am I getting in bed with somebody with a snake.
Not just once. I mean,
there's only going to be one snake tonight.
Like a little tiny garter snake.
Gotcha.
I don't need no boas in there. I feel weird about myself.
So you weren't attracted to a human being?
No, I don't think it goes. I think Aaron's wrong. I don't think it goes both ways. I think women, if they have a dog, you're like, oh, the dog's got to be pretty cute.
Mm. Oh,
but I don't think I don't think it's a mitigating factor.
It doesn't melt a woman's heart if she has a dog too. It's not that big of a deal then.
Well, I think if she's a dog person, she probably then, like Aaron's a dog person. If she sees a dude with a dog, it's like, oh,
she'll be more likely. So,
yes.
Your boyfriend, did he have a dog when you first?
No, he was actually traumatized from like a childhood experience with a dog. But he has definitely grown to love them, And we are kind of looking at getting a puppy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
But do you think it makes a guy three times hotter?
Three's a big number. It definitely makes him hotter. I don't know the number,
though. What if it's an ugly dog?
Sometimes that can be even cuter.
No, it's not.
So a hot guy with ugly dog, that's could be just as attractive.
Yeah.
I don't. Three times hotter. How do you? So he's a three, but he's got a dog. Now he's a nine.
Yes.
That but doesn't seem.
Dog. Yeah. That seems like a little much.
Yeah. I have two dogs. I'm like the hottest guy ever.
I don't think it's cumulative, but
I'm taking one back then.
And you have really ugly dogs.
Okay.
The one is fat as hell,
which makes him more
cute. No, it doesn't. You know what? I can't stand people who do that. What is that one dog that everybody's like? It's so ugly. It's cute.
The pug.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my
so
gosh.
Ugly,
do you know
ugly.
About? Oh, what is
God.
It? Bones, the pug. Bones no. Day, no Bones Day.
No.
Oh, come
what is
on.
This? What? No.
If you know, text in, please, 51059. Because
what?
He would do TikTok videos every morning.
Is he dead now or something?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What are you doing, Captain Bringdown?
I need someone to talk to about this.
So there's no such thing as a cute pug. Because they
there
have
is.
That one snaggle tooth.
Cute. Because like, then the lip gets stuck and it's really cute.
Right. That's not cute. It's ugly. It's vile. And if you're a woman who's like, oh my God, I want to throw my hoo-ha at that guy because he's got a snaggle tooth dog. There's something wrong with you. Am I crazy?
No, I'm with you. I don't get the pug things, but I have ugly dogs myself, I guess.
Clearly.
Wow.
Okay, so stubble is somehow also something.
Yes.
Aaron, you agree?
I think it, yeah, I do like stubble.
Does your boyfriend have stubble?
He, I don't know if he wants to be saying this. He has a hard time growing a beard.
Oh,
it just
okay.
is kind of patchy.
Do you wish he would just shave it off and be clean shaven then? Or you
to
like
be honest, I don't even like see a difference. Like, I see a difference when he shaves it, but it doesn't, it's not like an attractive difference.
How about Slacker? Because he'll have a beard sometimes, but then he'll shave, have stubble, then back to a beard.
The length now I like, which
when
is
it's
more
too
than
short. You don't like it when it's short?
I think it still looks good, but this is the best.
Okay.
But I had it a little longer and a little unruly. Was that bad?
Yeah. It was just a little chaotic.
Well, because it's got to be chaotic. If you want to go from this to Chris Stapleton, you have to go through chaos.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's what Tiak went through with his hair.
Exactly, yeah. There's a very long, awkward stage.
Yes, and with a beard, there's no way. You just have to be acceptable.
Yeah, you can't, like, comb it over or put a hat on your face.
I bought a thing.
You can do it with a mask.
You can. I wish we had another pandemic so I could grow my beard.
Okay.
Did I just?
We'll truly do our.
What about the scent, though? That was what you were whispering to her.
Yes.
Does scent play a role? Do you smell?
Yeah, it's pheromones. It's
but
science.
But you know what Corey's smell is.
Yeah.
And we could line up 50 guys.
You're
and
blindfolded.
Yeah. And you would be able to
for
pick
sure.
him up for his scent.
Would you know each one of us?
Most likely, yes.
Really?
Wow.
You know our scent?
Yeah.
And I remember you saying...
Oh my God, that's so weird. I don't know anybody's scent.
But you know, she said a long time ago that you can't... One day you couldn't smell my scent. I was asked, do I not wear enough cologne?
Because you had
cologne?
Asked if you had put on cologne that
yes.
day and it wasn't strong enough. So I said you could do more.
Okay.
That's,
yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is that a roundabout? We were like, that's not strong enough, you know? If you...
Yeah, maybe slap a little more on that, Steve.
And... Do you find T-Hack more attractive today? Do you think he's cuter today than the last couple of
why
days?
Why today?
Why? Yeah, I'm curious as to why.
Because he's wearing a certain color, and that certain
oh,
color...
Oh, that whole red thing? I think that goes... I think that's gender, too. I think men like women in red, but I don't think... there's not a song, Dude in Red!
Right.
It's like, it's Lady in Red.
Red denotes risk. Red denotes...
Yes.
Fire.
Like a red
denotes,
car
boring,
is like,
it's that hot,
danger.
Sexy, fiery, empowering, confident.
So do you?
No,
you
I hate red.
Okay.
Jesus.
And I could use some more cologne, too.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.